Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a couple guests with us and we're going to talk about a Kiwanian program with Carla Akers and Carol Seddon. You have a program going that just amazes me. And Carla, you're going to kind of tell us the background of this and some details about that program.
Yes, the Atlantic Kiwanis began the Childhood Hunger Project by providing backpacks for the family on the weekends. And the idea for the Childhood Hunger Project originated in 2017 at the Nebraska-Iowa Convention. We knew that we had a greater need, although Atlantic Kiwanis was already addressing food deserts in Cass County. One, we contribute monthly to the K-12 backpack program at Atlantic schools. We sponsor the Red Barrel at Fairway that food goes to the Atlantic Food Pantry. We contribute donations to the local food pantries monthly, and then annually contributions to the holiday food for needy families. We do take our turn at the Atlantic weekly community meals that serves 100 adults and children. We do that 3 times a year, and that's a free of charge meal for those folks. We held a 6-week crockpot cooking program where participating families ate a meal and prepared enough food for, I think it was a couple of meals, wasn't it, Carol?
Correct.
And we will soon be holding another one of those, and we hope to run 2 per year.
So they get a free crock pot, right? A free
pot, they do.
And then get to learn how to use it and then get this good food. So that's a long-term kind of thing. That's not just feeding you for one meal. That's helping families in the long term because learning how to use that slow cooker is a really important thing. So what we're talking about here, though, is the food program through Pimosa. Is it just for Head Start?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because the school does run a program that you help with. But
Right. Now
we're talking about the one that Kiwanis does just for Head Start. And somebody was telling me about it. I'm just going, this is amazing. Because you're providing a meal every week?
We sure are. Definitely.
Okay. Carol, do you want to give us some of those details?
Yes, we decided not to do just like the snack items for individual children. We found out through the teachers that the need was for the family. So we started with meals, an example, spaghetti. So you'd send spaghetti sauce, hamburger. Usually we try to incorporate fruits or vegetables, fresh if possible. Like maybe a loaf of bread, and over the long weekends, we will, like Thanksgiving break, we will send maybe a jar of peanut butter as well, a box of cereal to help supplement it. We are going to provide a nice Thanksgiving meal with turkey and all the fixings, and then like we did Easter, that kind of thing. So that was, the kids' response have just been wonderful. The parents' response have been wonderful. But one of the reasons that we're here is our funding. The Kiwanis only budgeted $500 in the whole year's budget, which, as you can see, is not very much.
I want to interrupt and say, because you're doing like 25 to 30 families every week for most of the year. And you count up how much that adds up to. That's way over $500.
That is correct. It's kind of been like a fishes and loaves. It's kind of snowballed. People found out about it. People are helping. But still, it's with 27 families, average of 4 to 7 persons in the family, it does add up. So any donations may be sent to the Kiwanis Club of Atlantic, Box 13. And can put a note for childhood hunger. We would appreciate that.
We do shop frugally, and thank goodness for Tony Schmidtke, the manager at Fairway. He has been awesome to help us plan and tell us about good deals on things, and he's kind of stockpiled for us when things were on sale. Because if that wasn't an item that we had that week for a menu, the non-perishable things, he would kind of set aside for us and store them.
Wonderful. So who decides on the menu?
Our committee.
Okay.
And actually, Charlene Johnson is the committee chair, and we meet, and like I said, Tony Schmidtke helps us plan the meals, and then I usually provide a recipe for them to know how to cook the items that we've given them, and helpful hints on preparation, food storage, and the value of the food that we're usually incorporating in the meal. And then we have Deb Schuler and Christy Boyson on the committee, and they bring us recipe ideas also. And we have Janice Brown that is our treasurer, who helps us keep track of the money and keep us on budget. And then Carol Seddon contributes with recipe ideas, and she goes in kind of another thing, but she wrote a grant for our Crock-Pot program.
Okay, so you have had some support through grants, but this is ongoing. Again, it sort of boggles my mind when you think about that many meals every week. And then in addition, you're giving them kind of some food for their minds when you, it's education along with the food.
Yeah, that was our plan. We wanted the families to learn how to budget, menu plan, and be able to cook their, prepare their food as a family, and have a sit-down meal together on the weekend.
Oh, so you're accomplishing a whole lot of things there when you talk about the family getting together, and hopefully they're talking to each other, and the kids maybe are learning to cook, and you're just accomplishing so much. So, Carol, how does, now you have the menu, and you've got the food. How do you get that all together every week to hand out to 27 families?
Again, Tony Schmidtke has just been so helpful. You know, everything with the HIPAA laws, we don't even know who the families are. He will package it in the store at Fairway in brown paper bags, and then he will have, like, family one, and he knows how many to put in there, how much to put in there, family two. Of course, family of seven is going to get more, so it's just a numbered basis. Charlene goes out on Fridays and picks up the bags from Fairway and brings them out to Head Start, and then they distribute them there. This year, we also collected any soft-sided coolers, which, if anybody has those, that's always a help, too, with ice packs, because to protect the meat, you know,
okay,
any meat
point.
That we send
yes.
home or anything
yes.
cold and frozen.
And if somebody has some of those packs, where should they drop them off? Can they, you know, where should they say, I have this, I'd like to give it to you. Where should they bring it?
Well, Charlene has been a good drop-off point at 800 Chestnut, Charlene Johnson.
Deb Schuler, probably.
Deb Schuler at Smith Land Service is kind of easy drop-offs.
Yeah.
Or any items of food is always helpful.
Okay. So there's another thing that, you know, occasionally I've looked through my canned goods and going, I'm not using this. And when, if you look at the date and it's still saying best used if by, I probably should just say, here. That would work. I mean, probably not caviar. I'm not talking about off-the-wall things. I'm talking about basic canned stuff. You probably can use that.
Yeah, we probably could utilize that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've named a couple ways now that people can help. Food, possibly. Soft-sided bag, cooler bags with the ice packs is another way.
Yes.
And then finally, money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Carol, you sort of went over the... what Kiwanis provides, but that doesn't begin to cover 27 meals per week with $500.
No, we kind of have a fun thing that we started too, as that goes along with this program, our Christmas tea. We hold on usually the Saturday of Festival of Trees over at the F.S. Martin House. And this year our theme is going to be dolls. So this year I think also we're going to sell tickets, because there's only so much seating in there, so we're probably going to sell those tickets, so people have the opportunity to come, and that donation of buying that ticket for the tea will go towards the backpack program.
So is that every day of the Festival of Trees, or just
It'll just be Saturday.
Saturday.
We'll have an 11 o'clock and a 1 o'clock.
Okay, so Festival of Trees dates, you kind of keep that in your mind. And, but the tea is actually at the FSL.
It's actually
House. All right. Oh, where's that time going? And I know you did one of those last year and it was successful, so you're doing it again. So, Carol, I want you to mention again where people might send donations.
If they want to send a monetary donation, it is to the Kiwanis Club of Atlantic, P.O. Box 13, of course, Atlantic, Iowa.
Okay.
Or anything physical, they can drop off at Charlene Johnson, 800 Chestnut, or Deb Schuler at Smith Land Service.
We want to thank you very much, Carla Akers and Carol Seddon, for being here to tell us about this terrific program that the Kiwanis Group in Atlantic is doing and helping folks out. So you all can get involved with that, too. Until next time, here's a thought. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do.